Yo, today's QOD is no excuse is acceptable. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Les Brown leading off the week, and today he's going to talk about being committed to your goals and to your dreams. Like, what would your life really look like if you went all in? If you say, you know what, I'm fully committed to this. I'm going to set aside things of a lower nature and replace them with things of a higher nature. And get them done and be fully committed. What would life look like for you? Something to ponder. Les Brown, he's coming up.
St. George. St. George Cross out of Philadelphia. He's a minister, he's a radio talk show host, and he's also a motivational speaker. He used to weigh over 350 pounds. He had two other minister friends with him on radio that he was interviewing. They were having a church convention, and he said he listened to the program later and he heard them heaving. And he said, oh my goodness, listen to that. One of the ministers that he interviewed died the next week. So St. George decided to lose the weight that he'd had all of his life. He said, I was a fat baby. But he decided he didn't want to die as early as his friend did. So he decided to walk every day for 5 miles, he and his wife. If she went, fine, if she didn't. But that was a commitment he was willing to make to himself, and he decided to start managing his food choices. He lost two people, over 200 pounds. Normalize his weight. That was a choice. He decided to use and harness his will and commitment to begin to create a new life for himself. He says, Les, I have a different life. People see me and they can't even believe that it's me. Look at the results that you're producing in your life right now. People who look at life and decide, I want something differently, something different for myself. Carol Hatfield. Carol lives in Detroit, single mother, decided that she wanted to go into her own business, did not have enough money to do it. She wanted to have a health food store. She sold her car and used the money to start in a little storefront, a little hole in the wall. She rode to work on a bicycle. And then when she got enough money, she bought a motor scooter and did that for a long time. She's now a very successful person. She now has three health food stores. One is located in Sears. She said, it was hard, it's a struggle, Les. She said, but I did it. She said, I made the commitment to do it. And I did it. Why is it that people are frightened by commitment? Because when you say the word commitment, that intimidates a lot of people. Why? Because it means you have to deliver. See, most people, you ask them, hey, look here, I'd like for you to do this. They'll say, I'll try. I'll try means that is my escape clause. When I don't come through, it's really a polite no. I don't have the courage to tell you no, so I'll tell you I'll try. Hey, look here, I need you to come to this meeting. I'll try. I said, what do you mean? You're going to lean toward the meeting? Try and sit down. You either do or you don't. Try and take this pencil out of my hand. You either do or you don't. There's no such thing as try. So most people like to use that language. They don't want to commit themselves because commitment means, among many things, no excuse is acceptable. That's what it means. No excuse. That if you decided that you're going to do this, if it becomes hard, then do it hard. If it's difficult, so what? If it's inconvenient, so what? See, a lot of people made a commitment to come here tonight, but they looked outside and said, it's raining. The temperature dropped. It's cold outside. And they decide to give up on their commitment. And that's how people do about their dreams. They don't honor their commitment to themselves. Let me tell you what happens when you don't keep your commitment. Number one, it begins to deplete your self-esteem and it erodes your self-image. It weakens your faith in yourself. You don't feel good when you don't keep your commitments. The other thing is that you begin to develop weak relationships with people. People begin to realize they can't depend upon you. They can't rely on you because you won't keep your word. You've established that kind of reputation. Just think, what would your life be like if you decided to keep your commitments? What will all of our lives be like if we decided to keep our commitments? That we decided to do the things that we said that we were going to do? That we wouldn't even speak it unless we were going to do it? If we decided just for a week, just see what your life can be like. Just let's do it for a commitment to make it a 7-day commitment that I won't say I will do anything unless I'm going to do it. And find out what your life will be like. Let me tell you what, if you follow it through, if you keep your commitment to the commitment, at the end of the 7 days, you'll feel strong and powerful. Because by honoring your commitment, each time that you do, that empowers you. Whatever discipline that is required, whatever it is that you must do. So I'm suggesting, number one, commit yourself to live in the present. I saw the movie, The Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams, and had a line in there, seize the moment. Many of us are not able to move forward and develop and manifest our greatness because we spend so much time looking back or worrying about the future. Seize the moment. I ask people to make a list of people or things they did not want in their lives or anybody that you might hate or anybody that has hurt you or harmed you at all or any feelings of guilt or regret of something that you have done. How many of you made that list? Raise your hand. Some people's names I wrote on there 3 times because I felt so strong about them. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to tear the list up. I want you to free yourself from that. See, you cannot go into the future and manifest your greatness when you have various things in your life that's blocking you. Part of what will block you, that will keep you from operating and being in alignment with the universe, are certain negative thoughts, which creates negative energy. And those things are like hatred, like anger, like guilt, like regret, like resentment, like envy, those are blocks that we have to really make a conscious effort to get those things out of our minds, to de-weed our minds of those things. We really have to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort because of the way in which we've been programmed, because of the way that we are wired up, that we've got to really work to get outside of that kind of thinking and get into another mindset of forgiveness, of forgive so that you can grow, so that you can move on with your life. Because those things weigh us down, ladies and gentlemen. We got to ask ourselves the question, what is it worth? What is it worth to continue to carry all of this luggage with me? If it's sabotaging my future, if it's impeding my progress, let me let this stuff go. Because the lighter load I carry, the faster that I can move. So many of us are blocking ourselves unknowingly. Unknowingly. We don't realize that. Let's look at how we can begin to keep our commitments. Remembering what Dr. Robert Anthony said about results. When you keep your commitments, you're able to produce some different kinds of results in your life. So how can we keep our commitments? And do we keep all commitments? No, we don't. You will not be at 100%. However, you will have a greater percentage rate of maintaining your commitments to yourself, whatever those things might be. If it's going into business, if it's changing a habit that you know that works against you, if it's overcoming self-destructive behavior, if it's retraining your thinking, if it's reinventing yourself, if trying to begin to design your relationship differently, all of us have the possibility by focusing and really harnessing our attention and concentrating on it, we really have available to us the power to honor our commitments in those particular areas. So number one, make it priority. See, when you get on an airplane, and I said this once before, and I believe this, See, no one would go get on an airplane if you thought your chances of getting there to your destination were as good as your luggage. Am I correct? See, and I say the reason that you will reach your destination more times than your luggage will is because the airline, and I'm glad that they do, has made it a priority to move the human beings from one point to the other safely, not send you off to Boston or someplace with your luggage. So I'm not really upset when my luggage doesn't show up. I'm glad they delivered me. Because they've made me a priority. See, they have made delivering you to your destination important. So if you want to honor your commitment, whatever you decide that you're going to do, make sure you make it important. Make sure it is priority. Keep it before you. The other thing is, and we want to do this week, and this is your assignment, whatever that you want to do, whatever you want to begin to create and beginning to manifest your greatness and strengthening your level of commitment, and it's really exercising your will, find something that you want to do on your goal, one action step, but make sure it stretches you, that it challenges you, but it's durable, that you can do it. So I'm going to sing for you, but I'm not going to try and do a Luther Vandross song, all right? I'm not going to try and go up in the face of paparazzi. I'm not going up in here. But I'm going to do something that's within my range. I'm not going to set myself up for failure. So you want to find something that you can do. As you do that, if you honor that commitment, like, say, this year I decided that I was going to exercise. So I started out doing just 10 setups and 10 push-ups. I know I can do that and not get upset about it. I can do that without thinking. So I started out small. Now I'm up to 50. But if I try to do 50 starting out, I wouldn't still be doing it. So I started doing it in manageable segments. Do that. And that strengthens your will. So my commitment now is strengthened and fortified by the activity of actually doing it. So now I can expand and build from there. When I decided to begin to manage my money differently, and I started saving 5% of my money. Then I increased it to 10%, then to 15%. So now I have disciplined myself to live off 75% of my income. I took discipline to do that, but I started watching how I was spending my money. I started keeping a log and following myself. So you want to begin to find something that is manageable, that you know that you can do. So whatever goal you have for yourself in your mastermind journal, find some action step that you will take, and then next week when we come, it will be praise and progress report of what you have achieved.
That was Les Brown leading off the week. His website is lesbrown.com. You can check out today's entire talk on audible.com. It's from a program called The Ultimate Les Brown Library. All right, my friend. Hope you enjoyed today's talk and you're ready to crush your week. Pick up your QOD merch. We got tees and hats and mugs and hoodies and tumblers and stickers and all kind of stuff over at QODmerch.com. Hey, check out today's episode of Mindset Coach. So flip on over to that and I'm dropping some knowledge for you. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm out. Peace.